Haftira von Parshas Va'era. The Gemara in Mesachis Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba, the Shiach will not arrive, Ad She is Bakesh Dag L'Choyle, until sick people are looking for fish, V'lo Yimson, they won't find fish. Why would a sick person want fish? So Rabbi Akiva, and there means a list of places in Shas where you find that Chazal teach us that fish, big fish, little fish, are beneficial or are not good, depending on different situations, good for, affect the health of sick people. So Mashiach will not come until the sick people are looking for the fish, and they will not be able to find it. Shneamar, says the Gemara. Oz, it says in Keshtel, Paraglamet Beis, Oz Ashkia Meimehem. In the future, says Hashem, I will have the water sink. The water level in Mitzrayim will recede. The Nile River will go down, down, down. V'naharoisam kashemen oilich. And the rivers will flow instead with oil. It will change from water to oil. Ne'um Hashem Elikim. The Pasuk says the water level will go down. So Grashi, if the water level goes down, it becomes oil over there. There's no fish there anymore. Okay, continues the Gemara. Where do you see anything about Mashiach? Because of Basrei, it's written afterwards, Bayoi Mahu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. It says afterwards, on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Keren will grow forth from Klal Yisrael, will grow and rise up in Klal Yisrael. Who's the Keren? Semach Dov Adachom, here is a single Keren to Mishu Asecho, referring to Malchus Beis David. So you see that when the water level goes down, there's no fish anymore. What will happen? This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph. Again, you have one pasuk that speaks about the water level going down. Ksiv Basrei, it says afterwards, V'yayimahu atzmiach keren leBeis Yisrael. Fek the Masha, Abam Bakasha. It does not say afterwards, V'yayimahu atzmiach keren leBeis Yisrael. It's not true. How could the Gemara say it says afterwards, Ksiv Basrei, V'yayimahu atzmiach keren leBeis Yisrael? As they fek the Masha, it's not written afterwards. This pasuk, that in that day Hashem says, I will have the Keren grow forth from Klal Yisrael, says the Mashal, that is a pasuk in Haftarah Parshas Va'era, which is a couple of prakim before the pasuk about the water level receding. So here we have this pasuk about a water level receding. Says the Gemara, it's written after as V'yemuhu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. Says the Mashal, it's not true. It's not written after. It's written much earlier. Pasuk at the end of the Haftarah Va'era, V'yemuhu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. What's the kesher? Who says to connect? Who says we have a right to connect the pasuk about Mashiach, which is written earlier, to a pasuk about water level receding, which is written later? The Gemara says, "Baksiv Basrei," so much that in the Vilna Shas, they took the word Basrei and they put it in parentheses, in the round parentheses, to get rid of the word Basrei. In other words, the word Basrei is a mistake. It's not written afterwards, it's before. That doesn't really help anything at all to take out the word Basrei. It doesn't really solve anything, because even if it's written before, but there's no connection. Who says to connect this pasuk concerning Mashiach with a pasuk about the water level receding and there not being any fish anymore? And Bechlal, what does this mean, this whole thing about the fish? What's the connection between fish and Mashiach? Now I'd like to add one kasha, the question don't ask, is if we're already bringing from the Haftarah, which speaks about the water, speaks about V'yayimahu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael, so why didn't we bring from the Haftarah itself, where the Haftarah speaks about fish being pulled out of water? At the beginning of the Haftarah, there's a mussel, to Mitzrayim, to Paroi, and the Navi says that Paroi will be yanked out of the water with all the Mitzrim, like fish which are pulled out of water. Perish Pesukim, beginning of the Haftarah. So, you know, you see already in those Pesukim about being fish being pulled out of water. Why do you have to go schlep off a few Prokim later, which is not connected, about the water level receding, and you deduce from it, must be there's no fish anymore. Here we have a Pesuk about fish being pulled out of water. And in those Pesukim, it says, V'yayimahu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. It could have been so much better in the Gemara. So we'd like to learn today, to answer these kashas, and including the kasha that we added, we'd like to learn today a shtikle from Rav Tzadik and Pri Tzadik. It's actually in Pri Tzadik in a number of places. This is obviously a big Yisoid. And it is in Va'era in Simon Hay. And he again discusses it in Va'era in Simon Yud Aleph. So a big Yisoid. Let's go to a very famous Gemara. Everybody knows the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Omni Beis. The Gemara speaks about there's a chiyuv to be ma'anig Shabbos, to have pleasure on Shabbos, to arrange pleasure on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, the mama angi, what do you do for pleasure? What is considered a definition of oinig Shabbos? So listen to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, you know, whatever it is. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, you know, whatever you like, go to the Shabbos store, or go prepare whatever you like. No, the Gemara has specific instructions. Take tardin, which might be beef, maybe some type of spinach, I don't know. Take tardin and make something good out of it. Make a meal out of that. The dog and the big fish. The Rashi Shumin, Rashi says, Rashi Shumin, garlic cloves, garlic heads, where it was a very big delicacy in time of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav, Filo Dover Mu'it, even something small. Ulechvayt Shabbos, Ashi, you did it, Lechavit Shabbos, Hareza Oining, that's considered Oining. It doesn't have to be so big. Mahi, what's an example of something small? Omer Rav, Papa, Kisa Daharnas, Rashi explains, little fish that's fried. Now, it comes out, the Gemara is speaking a lot about fish. In the example of the big Oinig Shabbos, or even if you can't afford it, the smaller Oinig Shabbos, speaks about fish. The Mishabura, the first Simon of the Shabbos, I'm not quoting from a Chassidish Yosef Mishabura, he writes that three Su'udais you're supposed to have fish, unless if you don't like it. Unless if you don't like the way fish tastes. Otherwise, you should make a big effort to have fish by all three meals. I can tell you something amazing I saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Conscious Achron. He brings the Beis Hillel and Yeredeia, Hilchos Medarim. There's a Haggah from the son of the Beis Hillel, the Halakha Beis Hillel, Kadmon, early Achronim. And he holds that eating fish on Shabbos is the Raisa. He has a whole pilpul that Dafka fish is the Raisa. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Conscious Achron argues and holds that doesn't Dafka have to be fish, as long as you have any Oinig Shabbos. But he mamish holds fish is the Raisa. It's a big, big Zach. We want to explain, says Rav Tzadik, what is this inyan of having fish on Shabbos? The Svarim bring, I've heard this from Rebbeim and Svarim bring, that big tzaddikim and dafka wouldn't eat the Shabbos food during the week. They wanted it to be special for Shabbos. So Mitzvah will understand that on a deeper level also. My Mashkiach in Yeshiva has complained about this new custom. It's been around for a little while already, about having cholent at Chasanas on Thursday night. And he said it takes away from the specialty of cholent on Shabbos. Leftovers, the Rebbe Yisosser speaks about leftovers as a b'chin of Shabbos going into the week. And I think anyways, less leftovers might not have the same taste as on Shabbos itself. But Thursday night cholent, or by some chassan having cholent, so my Mashkiach and Yeshiva taught us against it. But let's continue. What is this meaning of dogim on Shabbos Kodesh? So, Rav Tzadik brings like this. Dogim have two aspects to them. On one hand, dogim are very pretistic. Yes, pretistic. It's a lashon of a Gemara in Baba Basra, in Perek Asvino, Mamish, a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a male and female Livyason, and he created a male and female Shar Habar, gigantic Shar, which we don't see nowadays. We'll see in a second why. Says the Gemara, why didn't these animals, these Livyasons, these gigantic, much, much bigger than a whale in the Brits called a Livyason, but the truth is, a whale is a sardine. A whale is a sardine compared to the real Livyason. So what happened to this whole species of Livyasan and Shar Habar? Why don't we see them? So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the male of the Livyasan and of the Shar Habar, and he made it sorry. He made that they can't have children. Castrated them. What about the Nekeva? Says the Gemara, by the female Livyasan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed it and salted it for the future for the Tzadikim. And the female Shar Habar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cooled it down, shouldn't be interested in mating. The Parsha Mamazber, that now they both need to be dealt with. The male and the female both have to be dealt with. Otherwise, one of the animals would get upset trying to mate. See in a second. Pekti Gemara, the whole Gemara in Perek Asvino, Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis. Pekti Gemara, one of the kashas, why did Hashem have to kill the fish? Why didn't he just cool off the female, make it cold, make it too chilled, just like he did by the Shar Habar? Why do you have to kill the fish? I know fish are anyways cold-blooded or in the water. I think they're probably cold-blooded or something like that. But they should have made it extra cold. Made it freezing. Why does it have to be killed? As I affect the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Shani Dagim de Pritzi. Dagim are different. Fish are different. They're Pritzi. They're very, very involved in mating. They're overly excited about mating. And therefore, if they wouldn't be killed, it would be disastrous. The male would be seeing the female, wouldn't be able to. Because of Saris, because she's, therefore it will be disastrous. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made dogim are so interested in mating. They have such cheshek, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to kill them. This is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Of course, we know already ourselves that dogim are very much into mating. But yidgul aroi, dogim are parim beravim, dogim, there's a bracha, a special bracha, parim a dog, approve by dogim. The Gemara says to get married on the day, there's a preference to get married on the day of Pur Ruv or a dog in the Gemara beginning of Suvis. Very, very big inyan by dogim you find Pritzi. But here the Gemara in Bava Basra calls them Putzim. I'd like to add to this, a very big riot to this whole thing is the Gemara in Yuma discusses what does it mean when it says in the Torah HaKadosha that Klai Yisrael were complaining in Parshas Baloisa, they complained, remember the fish, Zacharno was a doga, Shanechav Mitzrayim Chinam. So Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel, Daf Ayin Heim and Aleph, Rav and Shmuel and Machlaikis. One man, the Yomer, says, Chad Omar dog, and one says, remember the fish. Fish is fish. Yeah, fish is fish. The Chad Omar Arayis. The other one says, the dog is referring to Arayis, referring to the Znus. Remember the Znus that we were involved in. And Rashi says, if it's Znus, why does it say dogim? Rashi says, because dogim are involved in Tashas. They're very involved in mating. And Rebakim Emden, Sechen Sud, this Gemara in that we said before in Bava Basra, that dogim are Pritzi. So, dogim represent mating and cheshek and excitement. They're always moving. They're excited to. They're looking for their mate all the time. Nothing wrong by Dara Mabel. They weren't chayit. There's no isser on them. They're all considered one min. But dogim represent this concept of pritzi. As they zok the Gemara, and that's what we see in many different places. I'll just tell you very interesting. The Kli Yakar in Parshas Baloischa says. All we want over here in the mid, but we want meat. Where's the beef? And then they said, Zacharnu es hadaga. Remember the fish. Why are they switching from meat to fish? So the Kli Yakar says, they said, we want tivus. We want basar. We're not going to deer ass for what we had in Mitzrayim. Well, Mitzrayim, the arise which we were allowed to do because they were mutter to their own relatives. We were mamish. We remember that. That was very, very amazing. Chazal said they weren't nichshol in certain types of arise, but we remember certain aspects of arise that we did have very much. So we're never going to be able to go back to that. We see that. But at least we should have like basar. But remember the dogim. Wow, the dogim, that was the biggest arise that we had. Dogim referring to very, very big arise. So this is on one hand what you find by dogim. So look at Sadek, but there's another whole side to dogim. The other side of dogim is what we find. The Torah tells us, Vayidgu l'roi v'kar v'aretz. And the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk Yidgul Rei Bekar V'Aretz, one of the things that the Medrash Rabbah says is that Dogim Shebayam Gedelim B'Mayim, they're growing, they're raised, they're living their whole life in water. Kevon Shiared is Tipa Agas Milamala. But one drop falls from above. Mikablon Oisav Bitzim, when they go, they're excited about the new drop, raindrop that comes into the ocean as if they were thirsty, as if they're dying for this. Kach Yisrael Gedelim B'Mayim B'Tayr. Kach Yisrael live in Tayr. They hear a new word from Torah. And they go as if they never heard Torah before. I once saw somebody ask Rav Chaim Knievsky that he tried this in his aquarium and the fish didn't go up to it. So Chaim Knievsky told him it only works in the yam. It doesn't work. Look in the national measure. It only works in the yam. It doesn't work in the aquarium. A bunch of people told me that they just tried it in the aquarium and it works. I don't know. But Chazal said, Beferish, in the yam, every drop that comes in, there's an excitement for it. So to Klai Yisrael, Yidgulay Bekar V'Aretz, Ephraim and Asher have this excitement for Torah every single little bit. But you see here now, dogim have another aspect. They're representing the cheshek for Ein Mayim El Torah. Says Rav Tzadik, this means like this: the midah of taiva, according to Chassidus, if I'm not mistaken, the Goyin argues on this, but the midah of taiva can be used for good. Taiva can be used for Torah. For chedus of the shmak, for a geshmak, for a tzimoin, for taira, and that's why it says im pogeb b'chama nuvul ze. Who's the manuvul? Manuvul is the yitzahara of taiva. Mashcheil lebeis hamedrash. Use that same burning cheshek for taira. The Medrash Rabbah, we can add the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayishlach. When the taira speaks about all different lashonis of Hamor ben Shechem, he was choshak the bas Yaakov. Dovgam nafshoi, chofes the bas Yaakov. So the Medrash Rabbah says the Torah is using the Shoinis to show us on the relationship we have to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have Cheshek, Chefetz, Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a way to take the same Dveikus and Cheshek which is used for Taivus Rois and use it for Taivus. And that's the two aspects of Dogim. Dogim, their excitement is for Arayus, for mating, for their own physical pleasure, or they have a cheshek for Torah, for Isiris, for using things to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Mitzrayim is the famous symbol of Znus. It's called Erev HaSa'aretz. The Gemara Dika Galus of Klai Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, they were Shomer, a certain thing, they were into Nichshol, together with the Mitzrim, they were never Nichshol. Achaz Hoysa V'Pirsim HaKosu, there's only one story that Torah tells us about, otherwise, hundreds of years, they never were Nichshol into marrying with the Goyim. Shohayu Yisrael Mitzuyonim Sham. The Mitzrayim symbolizes Erev HaSa'aretz, the most Talmudic place. They're considered, they're like chsusim, they're like chamayrim, the pasuk says. They're considered the most despicable people with the worst midas of taivas. When Klai Yisrael wants to grow up in Kedusha, there has to be a lessening of that taiva in this world. As long as the tumah, the sar, the umah, the klipa of Mitzrayim is existent, it's very difficult for Klai Yisrael to focus on chedvis or the shmaitz, on simchas ha-toira. So Zukav Tzadik, that the first Makkah in Mitzrayim was Makkah's dam, and the Torah stresses how the yam was smitten and the fish died. That means that Tumah of Mitzrayim was starting to get bashed, that Dagim Depritzi was starting to fall, and Klai Yisrael now was going into Dagim Dekedusha. They started having more Torah. What did they do during that year? They were Isaac more and more in Tiras Hashem during that year that the year of the Makkas that went by. Because they started developing a cheshik and using this midah of taiva. As it died by Mitzrayim, they went from the Shara Tumah to the Shara Kedusha to use the maila of fish, of using the Kedusha. So Rav Tzadik explains how the Levyosan represents the Itzahara of Taiva, and he goes on to explain how the Shara Barat, not Gelin Yanenu, represents the Shar, the angry Shar represents the Yitzahara of Kas, which Chazal tells us, the Goyin speaks about, there's two main Yitzaharas, Taiva and Tavosani and Kasan. Now, if so, we can go back and answer the Gemara that we asked at the beginning. The Gemara says that when Dove is going to come, when there's no fish available for the Chaylim. Why? Because if the Pasuk is speaking about the water level receding in Perek Lamed Beis in Yecheskel, and the Pasuk spoke about Mashiach coming earlier in Perek Chavtes, what's his Basrei? Again, the Mashah speaks about it. I encourage you to look at the Mashah. Zukav Tzadik, the truth is, on the Pasuk at the end of that Torah where it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, Vayayimu Hatzmiach Karen, the Beis Yisrael, the Karen will grow forth for Beis Yisrael. So Rashi says on that pasuk, what's this Karen? The Gemara says it's Mashiach. Rashi in Yecheskel says, what's this Karen? Loi shamati veloi matzasi pirush mikrezeh. Mahi tzemach karim she Yisrael and Pelas Mitzrayim. I have no idea, says Rashi, from my Rebbeim or from any Sefer. What does it mean a Karen will grow by Yoimahu on the day of Mitzrayim's downfall? Where do we find that there was Mashiach coming on the day of Mitzrayim's downfall? The Mitzrayim's downfall didn't bring Mashiach. Now there is a tremendous Mitzrayim, an empire of Mitzrayim going on at end of Bayis Rishon, which is what the Sukkim and Yirmiyoh, next week's Haftarah, and this week's Haftarah, Yecheskel are speaking about. But when they fell down, says Rashi, their downfall was 8 years into Golas Bavel, but Klai Yisrael continued being in Golas Bavel. There was no Geula. So how could you say there's a Tzmiach Karen when a Yoimahu and Mitzrayim will have a downfall? It's not true. So Rashi's Mahalach is that this Vayomu is going to what the Pesukim spoke about. Pesukim also say 40 years after Mitzrayim goes down, during Golas Bavel, 40 years later, the 48th year of Klai Yisrael being in Golas, Mitzrayim will be allowed to return to Eretz Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim will be allowed to be returned, but there'll be a Malchus Shvela, the Pesukim of Pesukim in tomorrow's Haftarah. So Rashi says, make a Cheshbon, just at that moment, 48 years into Golas Bavel, when Mitzrayim went back, is when Bavel actually fell into the hands of Paras Amadai, and Karish Mel Paras allowed the Jewish people to start returning to Yerushalayim. That's the Tzmiach Karen. Now it doesn't mean Mashiach, going to Pasuk Shah, it's referring to returning to Bayis Shem. The Malbim also obviously has his Kasha. The Malbim says a big Chiddush. Malbim says maybe just then, 8 years into Golas Bavel, that is when the story of Hanani Mishol of Azariah happened, Natsmiach, Karen LeDavid means a Kiddush Hashem. Karen LeDavid is a Kiddush Hashem. The Chanan Mishol Vazari was saved from the Kivshan Eish. Because we don't really know when that story took place. We know it took place during the Golas Bavel. So the Malam suggests maybe it happened right when Mitzrayim fell down. Okay, it's a theory. Says Ritzalik, I'll tell you what's going on. He says, in the Haftarah, when it speaks about Bayan Watsmiach Karen LeVase, LeVase Yisrael, on the day of Mitzrayim's downfall, yes, it was 8 years into Golas. And nothing very exciting happened. And Mashiach didn't come that day. You know what happened on that day? The Mitzrim finally became nobody. They kind of became all kicked out of Mitzrayim, like it says in the Haftarah. On that day, wherever the Yidden were in Golas, 8 years into Golas, they suddenly felt how they were able to control their tithes and use it for Torah. They started having a geshmak in Pilpul HaTorah, in Akasha, in the Teretz, which they never had before. And that is the Pashup Shat in Hatzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. On that day, Mitzrayim fell down. They had an aliyah. They were able to go along and use their tivus. Now there wasn't a strong tumani world anymore of Mitzrayim. They were able to use this taiva, control it, use it for Torah. Says Tzadik. The psukim that the Gemara brought at the beginning, that it says later on in Yecheskel, about the water level receding, that's also speaking about Mitzrayim. But that is speaking about Mitzrayim falling in the future, when Mashiach comes. Because you see the psukim over there speak about Goyg u'Magoy, and a bunch of other nations will fall in the future. So Perachov Tess, the Haftarah, was speaking about Mitzrayim falling in the time of Yecheskel HaNavi, in time of Chorin Beis HaMikdash. The psukim in Perachov Tess is speaking about the water level receding when Mashiach comes, receding and turning into oil. And oil, of course, referring to Torah, means that water of the Tumah of Mitzrayim going away, becoming Shemana Chochma. So, Kav Tzadik, the Gemara just means to make a Kav HaChaymer. If, when we were in Golas Bavel, in Chutz Laretz, in the middle of the 70-year Golas, and Mitzrayim had a downfall in Mitzrayim, it affected Klai Yisrael about to start learning Torah. So, Kav HaChaymer lost a Lavoi. When Mitzrayim is going to have their final downfall, and all the water will turn into oil, and there won't be any fish of Tum anymore, Kav HaChaymer, we're going to have Atzmiach Karen, and that's referring to when Mashiach's coming. And that's the Pshat of the Gemara. The Mela, he says, that's the Inyan, of fish on Shabbos. Fish on Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. It's a day when we take the fish and we're able to go along and have Be'ela L'mahaba, be connected to the future world. The world where the fish is fish of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With every drop of water, they have an excitement. They have an oinig. They want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the oinig. That is what we're being toyim on Shabbos. And that's why there's an Indian dafka on Shabbos. They have these fish. So, la'asir lavoi. The chayil is going to need the fish to help take care. No, you don't need the fish anymore. The tivus are going away. We're going to be getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have that every Shabbos Kodesh. Ba'yoy mahu. Tzmiach keren. The Beis Yisrael. They have more das, more chedves odishmaitza, more geshmak in Torah, using the tivus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning from our bad meetings how we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. And Heir V'Yameinu, Amen, the Shabbos.